It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Just when you needed a bad team to be bad. Stud Saints played pretty well. Derek Carr did a nice job. Marquez Valdez-Scantling did a nice job. So there you go. Browns playing in New Orleans coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock start. Who will be at left tackle? It will not be Jedrick Wills, apparently.
Nope.
Who will be at right tackle? It will not be Jedrick Wills, apparently.
Nope.
Who will be the swing tackle? Apparently, that will be Jedrick Wills.
There you go.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to her about this as well. Jed, yesterday, spoke with the media and was honest about something. And I thought it was very interesting, and there's reaction to it that I don't necessarily agree with, but I think we should hear some of what Jed had to say yesterday, because if we're going to talk about what he had to say, let's hear it from the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dano?
All right, so let's begin with this one right here, Jedrick basically being asked about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Business decision.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna break this down in a minute.
If he had said
business decision,
if he had said a health decision, because this is, I know how this feels, and it could have been worse if I would have.
Is it the same thing?
No. Business decision means that you didn't play because it just sounds this way. I don't know what he meant, but it just sounds like he didn't want to play because of business, not because of health. Does that make sense? Do you understand where it could be misconstrued?
It sounds like he made a money decision.
A money decision.
Instead
of
a health decision.
Correct. How does that go over the locker room?
I would think it doesn't go over real well.
He continued, just basically was then asked, did that sit decently with the Browns?
Okay. His knee that he'd had repaired in the offseason didn't feel good. Didn't feel good.
Yes.
Made a decision not to play.
Business decision not to play.
Asked if that happened during the Bengal game.
Hey, I got hyperextended on the very first play. I kind of felt it, but we were going up on the ball and everybody was getting set. So I was like, well, I'll stay in if it hurts later and I got to come out. That is what it is. But I ended up finishing the game. The next day I got some treatment and stuff and my knee was really swollen. I couldn't really bend it. So played out the week how it went. I wasn't ready for game time, so I didn't end up playing.
Okay.
Said he wasn't ready.
What do you think?
I think if he was, he needed to complain of, like, this wouldn't be a problem if he was complaining of health injuries, which is really what it is. But
it's exactly what it is. But he used the words.
Yeah,
business decision.
And that cost him his job, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Is he starting anymore? Is he the starter?
We're going to get into that in a second.
Basically, then was followed up. Mary Kay asked a real good question afterwards with, hey, you were banged up. Were you forced to play banged up?
Okay. He was inactive.
What would you have done if you were him?
So what would I have done?
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
One last thought from Jedrick here.
Okay.
Asked about the logic behind it.
All right.
Okay.
That's what Jedrick had to say yesterday. Business decision. Folks, what do you think about that? 216-474-0092.
He said he would have been playing at 70%.
Here's what I think. He had absolutely every right to look out for his own health. He obviously was having an issue. The knee that was surgically repaired was injured again, hyperextended in that game against Cincinnati, he said, on the first play.
Mm-hmm.
Swollen, everything else. He had every right to say, hey, I can't go. And that's in a league where guys play injured all the time. But if you think you can't go and you're playing at 70%, that's not good. He had every right to say, I can't go, my knee is not up to it. That aspect of it is a business decision. He's in the last year of a contract. He wants to be healthy. Last thing he needs to do, Andy, last thing any NFL player needs to do, and it happens. So, but if he knows he's not 100% or close to it, 70 is not close enough, I don't think, for a surgically repaired knee, he has every right to say no, because if he gets hurt again, who's going to sign him anywhere? I get that.
This goes back to the classic argument of playing injured versus playing hurt, right? Isn't that what we're really talking about here?
He sounds like he was playing injured.
Injured. Injured means that
you can't physically get it done, to me. Everybody's hurt all the time in the NFL.
If you resume doing what you're doing at the normal rate, you are going to make the problem worse.
Yeah.
That's injured. Hurt means you have discomfort. I'm even looking at
everybody has discomfort. Andy, you have discomfort every day. I have discomfort every day.
Oh, right next to my sciatica, I've got my falpsica. Oy! There's nothing I can do for my falpsica. On the other hand, right? But isn't that really what this comes down to when you're talking to the coach? Is it injured or is it hurt? And that, like, I understand why he did, but it's the
way he... I understand it completely.
He just, I don't think he packaged it. And by the way, you got coaches that are trying to get you back up to speed. You've got a front office that wants to invest in a very high draft pick that wants to give you every opportunity in the world. And
he was
when you come out,
he was the first draft choice of this regime.
So they don't want to give up on him. But when he comes in and says, I'm making a business decision, that's not good. And now it sounds like he's done, like he's not going to be here anymore, which is, I mean, I don't know if there are people that are upset about that or not.
I support Jedrick Wills.
It's the packaging.
Yep.
It's the packaging.
Well, exactly. I support him completely in him making that call. He is completely allowed to say, I can't go and I can't do this, and I have discomfort in my knee. However, he shouldn't be surprised that he's no longer the starter.
Bingo. I totally agree with that,
There's
too.
The catch. It's this. Hey, Jed, if you can't go, chances are they're moving that 6'8", 375-pound guy to left tackle because your contract's up at the end of the year. And they need to see if he can play left tackle.
What is?
And he was pretty dang good at right tackle last year, and the normal right tackle is back. So who are they going to put there?
If there's two things.
And if he looks pretty good, Andy, guess what? Jed Wills is not playing that position again.
No, I totally agree. In pro sports and maybe even, you know, trickling back through now college, because that's pro too.
In the workforce.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's got to be NFL means not for long. And the other part of it is next man up. And if you give the next man up the opportunity, don't be surprised if they take over the position.
It shouldn't. The thing that surprised me most was when he said it was kind of surprising that he's not the starter anymore. It's like, Jed, you hadn't played beautifully. Let's just leave it at that, okay? He left. I know a lot of folks were very unhappy with his play. I wasn't one of them. I thought he was competent. But he wasn't Joe Thomas, you know, and that's our standard here. But, man, there's this guy who's 6'8", 375 with pretty good footwork sitting right here, and he's the swing tackle. And if you're not going in, guess who is?
The next man up.
Bob's in Akron. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I have to admit, I got a lot of sympathy for Wills here. Because
we do too.
I thought the Browns medical team like botched the Baker Mayfield thing so badly, I would not necessarily have confidence in him.
And Jed was in Baker's book club, so you know
exactly. And let's look at there is not one decision made in the NFL or by the Cleveland Browns organization that is not a business decision. So the idea that what he did was he said it out loud. But of course, he doesn't want to play badly because he's hurt or get hurt worse and make it he may be done in Cleveland, but he'd like to see a job over the horizon, and I think he's trying to protect his chances moving forward. He does not owe anything to the Browns at this point, in my book, other than the fact that if he plays, he should play hard.
So, and what do the Browns owe him?
I don't think they owe him anything, and he knows it.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to get rid of him. If they move the big guy over to left tackle, he's gone. He may be gone anyway. So he's thinking, I may be done here, but I'd like to have a job so I can support my family.
Bob, thank you very much. I mean, this is business decision all the way around. The only thing that I find a little interesting is that it sounds like Jed was surprised he didn't get his job back. And I kind of feel for him in that regard. But that's the way this goes. He's allowed to say, hey, I can't go. He really is. And in India, at his age, he's a young guy. His contract's up at the end of the year. He needs health going into the free agent market. He also needs health to perform up to his capabilities on the football field, which A, protects your quarterback. B, helps your running game. C, enhances your value. Because if you go put bad tape out there, that's not going to help you in the offseason. If you physically can't play to your capabilities, that doesn't help anybody. But he shouldn't be surprised that somebody else steps in, does the job, and hangs on to that gig. Especially when he is 6'8", 375, recently drafted, and was pretty good last year with team control. What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to her about this. Here's what Jed had to say yesterday when he was talking to the media in the locker room. That's Jed Wills yesterday talking about a business decision that he made. Brent is in Bay Village. Hello, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, and you keep saying this little phrase, which was a catchphrase for one of the great geniuses and sports executives, David Modell. This is business. Hey, we're talking about public opinion. Look at what Tua did last night, and everybody thought he was going to die if he even walked into the stadium. And, you know, the guy's got the right. Yep, like you said, he's got another year left. What happens? Got the rest of this year left. I get it. But again, he's the only one that's going to make that call. Again, just like we said, how many people said Tua should retire? And he's got to look out for himself. And as far as what film shows here and there, you know, what happens when arbitration comes for these guys? The team tells them how bad they are, and they say how much they've done for the team. So again, I agree he's got the right to make the call. And I think truly he's not worried about what who's coming down the pike. Not at this point, because I think his days are numbered here.
I think
that's all I have.
Brent, thank you very much. I think you're right, because if you look at the contractual situation, I would think that's exactly the case. However, you have a right tackle who has dealt with an injury history, and Jedrick Wills played right tackle before. I mean, I do think there's an opportunity for him here. I think there still could be an opportunity for him here. Andy, do you?
Things would have to twist, I would think. Someone would have to get injured. He'd have to get back out on the field. They'd have to play great. And then maybe they can come to some kind of result. I think he thinks he's done here. He's done.
Here's more of what he said.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There you go. Joe is in central Pennsylvania, as opposed to eastern or western. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good show. You guys always put on a good show. Now, I have to respectfully disagree with you guys this morning.
Okay.
Here's what I think, and I don't know, but I've seen a lot of guys quit on teams and stuff. I think Jed was in the last year of his contract, got wind that he wasn't going to be re-signed, figured my money's guaranteed for the rest of this year. I'm just going to lay out and see what happens next year because the team sucks anyway. So when you say business decision, it kind of puts – he had every right to make that. I give him that. But then they had every right to – I'm surprised he's even on the team this morning. I would have cut him immediately once he made that statement, you know. And by the way, here's just a side note. I heard the Milwaukee Bucks are 2-8. I think the Haslams are part owners of that team, if I'm not wrong. Go figure.
That is correct.
Great show, guys. That's all I got.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. Thanks. Appreciate that.
They pushed some of his money down the road, too. So I don't know if they could cut him.
And he's got kind of a hit next year on the cap, if he's not back.
Yeah.
I think this is a tough situation for a young guy. I think maybe he should have talked to his agent before he used the terminology that he used.
Probably.
Maybe he should have talked to his agent before he made the decision that he made. Maybe he should have still made the same decision. Andy, we know guys in the NFL from about the start of training camp, you know, you get through that first preseason game, everybody usually has something, right? Isn't that what every NFL player will tell you?
Every player, yep.
They'll always tell you something's going on. And once you get into the regular season, like nobody's 100%. But if your surgically repaired knee is all swollen up and it was hyperextended in a game, and you played through it and you worked through it and you don't think you can go, I understand that. My guess is Jed will play in the league into his mid-30s anyway. I think he's got another 10 years to play.
Hmm.
I think he's pretty good. He's pretty good offensive lineman. They're offensive linemen. They get jobs, Andy. If they're pretty good, they're on rosters. Jed's pretty good. He'll be employed a very long time.
Yeah, will he be a starter? I don't know either.
It means he'll be employed, though, for a very long time. And I understand him not wanting to jeopardize that. I understand him not wanting to jeopardize his health. But I also understand the Browns saying, yeah, okay, final year of the contract. We love this guy over here. Let's see if he can play left tackle. Because ideally, that's where you want to put a guy who's built like DeJuan Jones. Now, how does this play out in the future?
Tell me, Jeff. How does this play out in the future?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
Oh,
I was hoping you had the answer.
So I think he's kind of in the doghouse right now. I think he thinks he's not coming back. I think that this probably isn't a good relationship right now, and they're just trying to figure out how this, waiting for time to end the relationship. I think that's the way it feels on the outside right now. But you know, you never know. It's not for long, and sometimes not for long can work the other way around. Somebody gets hurt. Jed comes in, plays awesome. Browns realize his value. Maybe they all have this moment together. They're like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't walk away from this so fast. And so that's maybe where they could end up. I don't see it that way. I would give that about a 10% chance.
I've always gone back to this with him. They put him at left tackle, and they thought, okay, this guy can work at left tackle. But he did play right tackle most of the time, you know, in college and everything else leading up to the pros. Wonder if he'd be a really good right tackle. And that said,
I don't think he's going to find that out here.
The Browns have a really good right tackle. Yeah. But how long is Jack Conklin going to play? Jack with good health, and he could play another 5 years. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, offensive linemen, if they can stay healthy.
But he's got to get healthy. That's
right.
He's often not
long careers, yeah, really long careers.
That's not his fault. He struggled staying healthy.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, nobody wants to see that. But, you know, I wonder if you're Jack Conklin, are you thinking, yeah, I'm done soon? Or if you're Jack, are you thinking, I want to play till I'm 36? Because why not? You could, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're healthy enough. And if you're the Browns, wouldn't you want Jack Conklin playing a long time? Your good buddy Jason Kelce just retired.
What a beard.
Jason just turned 37. So he played till he was 36. And I think people think he probably could have played again. You know?
I think he could have.
He could have kept. Sure. I bet he would have played very well. But he decided, you know, it's time to go. He made a business decision, and I think he got a pay raise.
Probably. And a happy wife.
But he played until, you know, he's into his mid to late 30s. And I would think that Conklin could. I would think Jed Wells could. The only thing about this, the whole thing, if you're Jed, it's like, well, okay, you decided to sit out. You didn't think you were healthy enough. Don't be surprised if someone else takes your job and then does something with it and keeps your job. That's the only catch to this whole thing, Andy.
Yeah, his future is probably not here. That's all I mean, it's just, it feels like this is over. And, you know, there was a lot of grief going along the whole way with his career and what a wasted pick this seems like it's been. I've always thought that
I never thought that. Did you?
No, I didn't. But I've heard people say that. And
I know.
I'm just like,
I don't get
guys,
it.
The bar for that position that he's in right now is
so
the
high.
Hall of Fame.
So high.
And it's no one's going to live up to what Joe Thomas did. It's too hard. You're asking a lot. And let's not forget, especially when it comes to an injury situation like this, remember how many ripped ACLs, MCLs, anything you can name CL, was ripped for Joe during his entire career? And finally, when he was done, he never came back. So
he never missed a play until he did.
Right. And so it's like, that's the bar for him.
And I wonder.
It's tough to replace the man.
Joe played, what, 10 years? I wonder if Joe hadn't played every snap, if when he was hurt, he'd have gone out and taken five games to get healed up. I wonder if he'd have had a longer career. I wonder if he wanted to have a longer career. You know, that's a different kind of stress to put on your body, never letting it get a chance to heal up until the off season. And maybe that's, you know, I don't know if that's went into Jed Will's thought process, but I could understand it if it did. You know, Joe had a long career, but not maybe as long as it could have been if he had sat out a little bit. You never know. Mary Kay Cabot was there when Jed made all these comments. She's going to join us next here on Baskin and Phelps. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.